Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: how often should a patient's brain get imaged? This is a great question. We have MRI, we have CT, we have x-rays, we have PET scans, we have SPECT scans, lots of abbreviations and initials, all for really just various different types of cameras and different ways of looking at the brain, looking at the skull, and looking at any broken bones that may have occurred through one's accident, or looking at someone's lungs if there's, say, trouble breathing. All sorts of imaging out there. So what's somebody supposed to do? How often are you supposed to have an image? And these are all very good concerns and questions that come up very, very frequently. And is an image even worth it? What are we doing with it? So we're going to take a closer look at what's the role of imaging in treating a patient with a brain injury. So to start, a physiatrist such as myself looks at a patient's function. We are trying to get a patient as functional as possible with whatever may have happened to the patient. So in the case of an image such as an MRI or a CAT or CT scan, a physiatrist is oftentimes going to order one if he or she feels that this is the best way to help a patient get more functional through the information that would be found. We're taught in medical school and throughout residency, do not order blood work or an image without knowing what we're going to do with the information. So yes, it's always interesting to know what the brain looks like on the inside, but it's not necessarily going to change what a doctor is going to do. Now, when one enters the emergency room after a big traumatic accident, a CT scan is oftentimes very necessary. The doctor in the emergency room is going to look to see if there's too much blood in the brain, which is then causing deficits or a lack of something in the person, such as a arm that cannot move, or eye problems, or speaking problems, or thinking problems. If there is too much blood in the brain, then that's when a neurosurgeon will often be called to put their opinion in on whether or not certain surgeries or procedures are needed. Once a patient is in a rehabilitation hospital, oftentimes an image is only going to be obtained if, again, there is something new happening to the patient that cannot be explained by anything else going on. For example, if a patient's arm suddenly gets weak, or if a patient is regressing and not continuing to progress, maybe something new is happening. Say a patient was walking 100 feet with a walker for an entire week, and now the patient can barely get out of bed. And blood work is fine, there's no fever or sign of infection. A CT scan is often the image of choice to see if there might be new bleeding or increased pressure caused by hydrocephalus, meaning too much blood fluid in the brain. Now, to move on to patients that have a mild brain injury, such as a concussion, this is another very good question. And you will see a variety of ways that imaging is used in someone that had a mild brain injury, which is also known again as a concussion. Concussions can oftentimes cause people to feel, you know, a little dazed, a little confused. Patients that have a concussion do not always lose consciousness. So there is a big question on whether a patient who had a concussion and did not lose consciousness should have a CT scan or not. There are risks to imaging. There's not just a financial aspect to an image, but with a CT scan, there is also the exposure to radiation which can occur. And having spoken to a number of radiologists and radiation oncologists, nobody quite knows what the risk of radiation years later will be. So the less radiation someone's exposed to, the better one is probably going to be many years down the road. But of course, you have to weigh risk and benefits in determining whether to obtain a CT scan. Many times if someone did lose consciousness or with their mild brain injury has some sort of alteration of function, such as a very weak arm, a CT scan more than likely is going to be obtained, especially in a hospital that does not have a brain injury specialist to follow these patients closely. And the main thing with a CT scan right after an accident is to make sure there's no bleeding in the brain. If a patient with a mild brain injury is doing relatively well and they're seeing their brain injury physiatrist in an outpatient clinic, and 3 to 6 months down the road, later, after the accident, the patient is still having, say, cognitive and thinking problems, or has any new issues, then an MRI might be ordered. An MRI is preferred over a CT scan in these situations because an MRI helps to look at the structure of a brain much more easily than the CT scan can. A CT scan can look at big groups of blood and looks at bones much easier than, say, an MRI. The main thing to know is that someone can have a brain injury and all the imaging obtained shows nothing. A brain can look completely normal and healthy, and one's imaging can be completely normal. But a patient can be having issues and symptoms from their brain injury. I will repeat this because this is a very important point. A brain injury can be negative on imaging, and a patient can still be having symptoms from their brain injury. If anyone tells you your imaging is normal, but you're having symptoms and issues, keep asking questions. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.